Rebel FM, Jody being joined by Henry Kovacevic, who is the president of the Australian Greeting Card Association. Good morning.
Good morning, Jody. It's lovely to chat to you and your listeners, and let's talk about being a real rebel in this fractured world about sending greeting cards this Christmas.
Yeah, and it is a bit of a rebel thing to do because not many people are doing it anymore, so it's kind of busting out and being a little bit different. But Henry, I'm feeling that in this time that we're currently in, more than ever, it's probably the thing to do.
Yeah, well, it's true, Jody. You know, we've had 25 years of text messaging and social media messaging. But now, you know, after this fractured world we've been in for so long, hopefully everyone's getting over the hurdles and challenges they've had and rebuilding relationships with friends and family. The time has come to let them know how much you love them, and sending a Christmas card is an ideal thing to do to bring a smile to their faces.
Now, I'd like to think that this is a tradition that you've always kept up.
Yeah, well, interestingly, you know, greeting card sending has really increased over the last 9 months because everyone was just isolating, you know, and being in their own space. And they thought, oh, how do I stay in touch with my nearest and dearest? And sending greeting cards is a great way to do that. Imagine how lovely it is. You go to your letterbox instead of just finding bills and promotional material in there, and then you find an envelope and it's got handwriting on the front.
I know.
And you feel there's a card in there and you go, wow. And then it's flutter in your heart and you go inside and you find out, oh, this person was thinking of me.
I think that definitely being able to string some Christmas cards up this year would certainly bring some joy, because too many people just send the text messages or, you know, send the pretty cards via email. It's just not the same. So, Henry, I can't encourage people enough to jump on board, and I'm going to sit down and make a point to get my Christmas cards written out this year.
Yeah, good on you, Jody. Well, look, you and your listeners, now's the right time to get them. Everyone's got a great set of shops around them, which includes a newsagent, a card shop, a supermarket, department store, even your local post office. Everyone's got a range of Christmas cards. And that beauty is, yeah, instead of those window-faced envelopes, when you find the card and you bring it inside, you open it up and you realise that person has thought about you right from that point of purchase to the point where they bought it home, wrote it up, stuck it in the envelope, stamped into the red box. And then when you open it up, unlike your text messages, where you go delete, 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 we end up putting our Christmas cards, you know, on a bookshelf, a refrigerator, or on a string around the bottom of the Christmas tree. So it really is a personalised and very rich way to express your love for the people that you're sending the greeting cards to.
Henry, thank you so much for your time today. You have a absolutely beautiful Christmas, and I hope you have a letterbox full of Christmas cards.
Yeah, well, Jody, look, you know, if I can leave you with a parting sentiment, I'd like to wish you, all the station and all your listeners, a happy Christmas. And I'd like to this sentiment from a great singer from many, many years ago named Jimmy Durante had a tune called Make Someone Happy. So I would say, yes, this Christmas, send some Christmas cards to your nearest and dearest. Make them happy and you'll be happy too. How about that?
Yeah, spread joy. Thanks so much, Henry.
Spread the joy. Good on you, Jody.